I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
From those in attendance not wanting to say goodbye to their favorite character so soon, to seemingly crap jokes unexpectedly going down a treat later down the line, these test audiences had much more of an impact than you likely ever knew. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 8 ways test audiences changed TV shows. Number 8. Audiences didn't want to see Boyd Crowder bite the dust. Justified. As his story career on the big and small screen has taught us time and time again, you can never have too much Walton Goggins in your life. And the focus group chosen to initially test FX's Western crime drama Justified clearly felt that very same way, as their response to the star of the likes of The Hateful Eight and Ant-Man and the Wasp made a huge impact on Goggins' role within the series. Had it not been for those select few in attendance, the producers of the show would have kept as faithful to the short story written by Elmore Leonard as possible when it came to adapting the tale into a series. But this would have also meant killing off the mesmerizing Boyd Crowder. With audiences feeling he was one of the best parts of the show, the ending which would have seen him killed off by Raylan was promptly reshot, and Goggins would later go on to pick up an Emmy nomination for his frequently compelling work as the white supremacist turned born-again Christian. Number 7. Katie Doesn't Cut It. The Big Bang Theory. Long before it went on to become one of the biggest sitcoms ever to grace the small screen, The Big Bang Theory found itself at something of a crossroads on the back of a massively negative set of reactions to one of the show's original leading characters. Fans were well on board with Johnny Galecki's Leonard and Jim Parsons' Sheldon. However, the same could not be said for Katie, the mean-spirited love interest of the former in said initial pilot. Test audiences simply did not warm to her abrasiveness and mocking of the two nerdy lads. So much so that actor Amanda Walsh was quickly dropped from the series altogether and replaced by Kaylee Cuoco. As you likely already know by now, Cuoco's Penny was much better received, with her girl next door type character still dipping into a few of Katie's more sarcastic characteristics. But being a much more caring and likable personality when all was said and done. Had it not been for those early eyes, however, there's every chance this story of a group of geniuses trying to appease an unapologetic house guest would have thoroughly flopped upon entry. And I've just realized how horrendous that sounds. We move! Number 6. Carol Hathaway's overdose isn't as fatal as originally planned. ER. Here we have another character who was originally set to bite the dust during the pilot episode, only for a test audience to step in and save the day. Despite going on to star in 6 of the show's 15-season run, Juliana Margulies was actually only supposed to stick around for the show's opening episode. Here, nurse Carol Hathaway would tragically prove to be successful in her attempt to commit suicide via drug overdose. But as it goes, those sat in the early screenings were more than a little intrigued by her connection with Dr. Doug Ross, and generally were big fans of what Margulies brought to the character. This intrigue eventually led to the vocal group stating that they wanted Hathaway to stay alive in the medical drama, so the decision was ultimately made to have her survive that attempt to end her own life. Hathaway would then gradually go on to become one of the show's leading heroines, proving that this particular focus group were right in knowing they were onto a good thing with Margulies. Number 5. Conventions and colleges love a Richard Simmons joke too much to lose it. The Simpsons. Shifting gears ever so slightly, here we have a show that was well into its fifth season when a particular joke was scrapped due to it being seen as a bit of a dud, in all honesty. The sequence in question came during the Simpsons episode titled Burns Air, an entry that saw Bart getting adopted by Homer's boss, Mr. Burns. After the Simpsons patriarch attempts to convince his son to give up his new life and return home, Homer is chased away by a robot version of American fitness personality Richard Simmons, all while the robot blasts out Shake That Booty by the Sunshine Band. With this joke not consistently producing laughs at table reads, it was initially left on the scrap heap. But then something a little bit odd happened. After the episode was shown to various colleges and conventions with the scene left intact, these crowds erupted with laughter upon witnessing Robo Simmons gyrate and explode outside of Burns' mansion. It was so well received that the minds behind the show opted to include it in the Season 5 DVD, and Season 7's 138th episode spectacular clip episode later down the line. Number 4, NBC wanted rid of Murdoch, but audiences rated him too high to let go. The A-Team. When looking back on the original faces that brought everyone's favourite A-Team to life, before the likes of Liam Neeson and Bradley Cooper decided to take a swing on the big screen in 2010, it's hard to imagine the lineup gelling and going down as well as they did if it wasn't for the unique mix of vibrant personalities thrown together. However, in the case of Dwight Schultz's Howling Mad Murdoch, NBC execs actually originally felt that this particular chemical equation was just too darn over the top, and simply would not work when it came time to set the series in motion. Yet it soon came to pass that test audiences couldn't have disagreed more, with those who piled in to see the series pilot all awarding Schultz's portrayal of Murdoch the highest score out of any of the leading foursome, which is pretty damn impressive when you think about it. The response was so positive that those NBC execs had no choice but to relent, and retain the Mad as a Hatter Murdoch for the long haul, gifting us one of the balmiest faces ever committed to the small screen in the process. Number 3, enter Elaine, Seinfeld. Seinfeld didn't get off to what you class as the best of starts when it came to unleashing the likes of Jerry Seinfeld, George Constanza, and Cosmo Kramer onto the unsuspecting test public. In short, the pilot went down like a bit of a lead balloon. Audiences even went as far as to lump the comedy with the honor of being one of the lowest testing pilots ever brought into existence, with those early viewers not holding back when claiming it's not funny. Against all the odds, though, the show was still somehow picked up for a whopping 4 episodes. But while the core group of men who hadn't exactly endeared themselves to those initial testers were kept on, it was the later inclusion of Elaine to the gang which proved to be the real game changer. Had it not been for those original terrible responses to the largely unlikable trio of dudes, the showrunners likely wouldn't have been made to embrace the personality of Elaine in the way they ultimately did, as Julia Louise Dreyfus's character would go on to become an entry point of sorts when it came to understanding the various oddities on the show. It also came to light later down the line that NBC had demanded the casting of a female lead after feeling the show was simply too male-centric after that early pilot flop. See, sometimes executive meddling can be a good thing. Honest. Number 2, no laugh track for the Bat, Batman. Around the time Adam West donned the iconic cape and cowl for the very first time in the Batman TV show, it was fairly commonplace to see a show accompanied by a laugh track, which is pretty much recorded laughter that accompanies the action going down on the small screen. However, Batman was one of the few shows deprived of this staple at the time, largely due to how the version of the program with one included went down with test crowds. Along with a version of the show with additional narration, the alternate laughing track included showing of West Bat didn't exactly click with audiences. But saying that, even without both of these alterations, Batman received the very worst audience scores in the history of ABC at that point. Yet, largely due to the fact so much money had been spent on bringing this comic book character to TVs everywhere, ABC plowed on and hoped general audiences would appreciate West, Burt Ward and the gang a little more than their chosen test subjects. Luckily, their hope was eventually rewarded with the show going on to be immortalized and cherished as the years rolled by. Number 1, Ra's glowing eye was added because audiences didn't think he looked alien enough. Stargate SG-1. So technically this specific piece of test audience tinkering came on the back of an early movie screening, but its lasting effects were most definitely felt on the small screen too. That more than qualifies it for this list, my friends. We take you back to the mid-90s when Stargate first blasted onto the big screen, with the likes of Kurt Russell and James Spader introducing the world to what would later become a full-blown media franchise. The film's central antagonist is brought to life by the unsettling Jay Davidson, but audiences initially had one specific problem with the formidable character of Ra. He simply did not look alien enough for their liking, so the character's signature glowing eye effect was added in post-production to combat Ra seeming a bit too human for some. This would eventually bleed into the Stargate SG-1 series too, with each character who is taken over by the Goa'uld also coming equipped with a similar otherworldly effect as the show trickled on. It just goes to show that a detail as subtle and seemingly minuscule as a pair of flashing eyes can add a whole new dimension to a character slash race and take them from forgettable to immortalized in the blink of a, well, you know.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.